Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. One thing more than any other that Chester Riley demands of his children, it is obedience. Strict, unquestioning obedience to his slightest command. This has been Riley's guiding principle in raising his son and daughter. And the results of this stern discipline are evident, as witness the scene that is taking place between Riley and his daughter, Babs.
Now look, Babs, I don't want no arguments. You ought to know me by now. When I tell you to do something, you do it.
No, I just won't.
Now listen, Babs, if you know what's good for you, you...
No use trying to scare me. I'm not a child anymore. You can't frighten me with old witches the way you used to.
I don't need an old witch. I've got your mother.
What?
I mean, you'll make her obey me. Go on, Peg. Make her stay in tonight.
Oh, but Riley, if she's got a date...
It won't kill her to break it. It ain't every night my foreman's nephew comes to visit us.
Why do I have to entertain your foreman's nephew?
Because this may mean a promotion for me and a raise.
I'm not going to break my date.
Oh, you'd rather see me a failure. Broke, huh? Well, Peg, that's a fine daughter you presented me with.
That's right. Blame it all on me.
Is that a way for a girl to act? Other girls help out their old man. Look at Margaret Truman. She goes out and sings just so she can bring a few extra bucks in the house. And they don't even have to pay rent for their place. And believe me, I need help more than her father does. I could get fired tomorrow. His job's good for at least another 2 years.
Babsy, dear, couldn't you break
it? No, I'm sorry, Mother. Daddy should have let me know beforehand.
Please, Babs.
No, don't beg her. I got my pride, you know. If she don't want to do a little thing like that for her own father, I won't say another word. Subject is closed as far as I'm concerned. But all I can say is that this is a fine way you pay me back after all the sacrifices I made for you. You won't even give up one evening for me. But when you were a baby, I was willing to give up everything for you. My home, my business, my wife.
Riley, calm down, will you?
This slave you sacrificed for them?
Oh, Daddy, stop carrying on like a character in a soap opera. You sound worse than Stella Dallas.
Stella Dallas? Well, next thing I know, you'll be calling me John's other wife. Well, I don't have to stand here and be insulted in my own house by my own daughter. Goodbye. By my own ex-daughter, I'm divorcing you.
Babs, you shouldn't have spoken to your father that way.
Oh, I know, but he's always going on about his sacrifices.
Well, this time it happens to be true.
What's true?
What he said.
You mean about giving up his wife and home and everything for me?
Oh, go on, Mother. I know it sounds crazy, but it's true. It happened when you were just a tiny baby. I remember how excited your father was the night you were born. He was just thrilled. And I'll never forget what happened the first time he saw you. He gave me a little bit of...
Hello, Dumplin', dearest darling.
Good evening, Margaret.
Oh, you brought Papa.
I brought him. He didn't have your nickel for the subway.
Well, I'll pay you back, Papa.
With what?
Papa, please.
You'll get it.
Oh, yes, I'll get it. Like I got the rent money you owe and the money for the doctor and the baby's lay-in.
But, Papa...
I can't understand it. A man has no job, no money, no prospects, hasn't even got a room he can call his own, lives off his relatives... And he goes ahead and has a baby. How could you?
It's a free country.
Sure. For you, it's free. I'm paying. Don't you have any sense of responsibility?
Oh, Papa, stop picking on Chester. I wanted a baby.
Yeah, it was all Peg's idea. I had nothing to do with it.
Whole year he's been out of work.
Well, times are tough. But I'll get a break soon.
I'm seeing a guy tonight, Peg, about a big deal. I may be in business for myself.
Really?
Don't make me laugh.
Now, Chester has ability, Papa.
Ability? The only ability he's got is standing in line to collect his relief check. He'll be doing that the rest of his life.
Is that so?
Oh, please. Let's talk about something else. Chester.
Yeah?
They let me see the baby today.
Yeah? How is she? Is she beautiful? Who does she look like?
Well, she's got my eyes and my hair and my mouth and ears.
Well, ain't she got nothing of mine?
Well, she's got your nose.
Oh, well, that makes up for it.
Tonight.
I can?
Through the nursery window at 7:30.
Hey, it's after that now. I'll go take a look at her and then I'll come right back.
Hurry up, dear, before they draw the curtain.
Yeah, I'll go. Oh.
Well, what's the matter?
Papa.
Don't you papa me.
Mr. Barker, sir, could you please lend me the loan of that tie you're wearing?
My tie? What for?
Well, this is the first time the baby be meeting me. I don't want her to see me looking like a bum. Pardon me. Can I get through here? I want to see my baby. Excuse me.
Oh, hi there. Remember me?
Yeah, I would. Oh, yeah, in the waiting room.
What did you have?
A girl.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, look at
that. Which one's yours?
I don't know. How can you tell?
Well, there's a little card on each bassinet with your name on it.
Yeah? Well, let's see. Oh, yeah, there she is. I see her. The Riley baby.
Where?
The last row, second from the left. Oh, she's beautiful. She makes all them other babies look like monkeys.
Mister.
Look at that baby next to mine. Ooh, is that an ugly baby? Oh, they shouldn't put a kid like that out where everybody can see it. Why don't they just wrap it up and let the father sneak home with it?
Mister.
Oh, she's a doll. Her nose is like a little button. The baby next to her's got a nose like a turnip. Hey, look, she's smiling. My baby's smiling at me.
She's not smiling at you. She's smiling at me. That's my baby.
What do you mean? It says the Riley baby.
No, that's the Wiley baby. W-I-L-E-Y. That's me.
Which is the Riley baby?
The one with the turnip.
That's mine. What a beautiful baby.
Remember, we got a baby in the house now.
Yeah, I keep forgetting. How is she?
Oh, wonderful. The doctor is here today and examined her.
Yeah, what'd he say?
She's a perfect baby.
Oh, that's great. Look, Peg, I got good news, too. Remember I told you I might be going into business for myself?
Yes.
Well, take a look at that card.
Let me see.
Yeah.
National Theater Enterprises, yep. President and General Manager Chester A. Riley. We operate coast to coast. Chester. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Papa, did you hear that? Chester's in business. He's president of his own company.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Oh, look at this card. National Theater Enterprises.
What's that?
Oh, yes. Well, what kind of business is it, Chester?
Popcorn.
Popcorn?
Yes. Put a popcorn machine in the theater lobby and I sell it to the people on their way in.
Of all the idiotic ideas.
No, it's something new. There's a future in it. I'm going to go places.
The only place you'll go is to the poorhouse. What an idea. Who's going to eat popcorn in a movie? You better get out of that quick.
No, I'm going ahead with it. I can make $20 a week profit on one machine in one theater.
That's wonderful. But there must be hundreds of theaters from coast to coast.
Well, I'm not coast to coast yet.
Well, even the theaters in this city alone.
Well, I haven't got all of them lined up yet.
How many do you have?
Well, let me see now. One.
One theater?
Oh, well, I thought, well, the card said coast to coast.
Well, I will be someday. As time goes on, I'll be expanding. And I don't want to have to print new cards all the time. That's using my head, huh?
If I had a head like that, I'd put it on the end of a stick and sell it to a plumber for a plunger.
Please. Don't you listen to him, Chester. I have faith in you. You'll get somewhere yet.
You bet I will. Well, I got to get back to the theater for the evening show and refill the popcorn machine. Peg, can I see the baby before I go?
Of course. It's time for a feeding anyway.
Oh, I sure missed her all day.
She's awake. Oh, she's hungry.
Oh, she's so cute. Can I hold her?
Be careful now.
Yeah. Oh, she's so light, I can hardly feel her. Bless you, Barbara. Bless you. Hey, she's caught a cold.
Oh, don't be silly.
Well, she keeps sneezing.
Well, it can't be a cold.
Why is she sneezing like that?
I don't know. She was perfect this afternoon.
Hey, there's something wrong with her. I'm calling the doctor.
Oh, no, wait, Chester. Now, maybe she'll stop.
Let's not take any chances. I'll phone him right away.
Hey, what's wrong?
The baby. She's got a sneezing fit. I'm calling the doctor.
You're charged for an extra visit. Remember that.
Oh, that's your worry. You're paying him.
Chester, she stopped.
What?
She stopped sneezing. Come on and see.
Oh. Are you sure she stopped?
Why, yes. Look.
No, she hasn't. It's worse than ever. Listen to her. I'm calling that doctor.
Now, Chester, wait.
No, we might as well be safe.
But she stopped again.
I don't understand it. First she sneezes and then she stops. There she goes again. There's something serious with that baby.
Now, Chester, go out of the room a minute.
So what for?
Please. I want to see something.
Oh, okay.
Now, shut the door.
What's the idea, Peg?
Shh. Now, be quiet a minute. All right. Now, come in.
What's this all about, Peg?
Now she's sneezing again. Chester, don't you see? She only sneezes when you're around.
Huh?
Every time you left the room, she stopped.
Yeah, that's true, but I don't understand.
Well, neither do I.
Well, I do. It's pretty obvious. The baby is allergic to you. You see? Now, come on. Come on out of here. Yeah. Now she stopped. She's allergic, all right.
Allergic?
Oh, dear. I'm afraid she is.
What's allergic?
Didn't you ever hear of an allergy? I read an article about it in a magazine. Some babies are allergic to flowers, some to cats, to dust. They can be allergic to anything. Makes them sick. This poor baby is allergic to her own father.
What a revolting development, this is.
To The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley, with Paula Winslow and John Brown. Mrs. Riley is telling Babs about an incident that occurred shortly after Babs was born.
You mean to say I was actually allergic to Daddy?
That's right. The minute he got within 3 feet of you, he started sneezing like mad.
But I'm not allergic to him now. How'd I get cured?
Well, I'm coming to that. I called the doctor, and the next day when your father came home from work, I told him...
What did the doctor say, Peg?
Well, it's definitely an allergy.
On account of me, huh?
That's what it looks like, dear.
Is it serious?
He says it could be. It's an awful strain on the baby if she keeps on sneezing. Might even develop into asthma.
Oh, that's terrible. But there's a cure. There's got to be a cure.
Oh, yes. There's a cure.
Oh, thank heaven for that.
The doctor said all we have to do is keep the baby away from the... cause of the allergy.
Well, don't you worry. I'll see to that. That baby ain't going to come within a mile of... But Peg, I like my baby.
Dear, tonight you better sleep with Papa.
Oh, no.
But, dear, I got to be near the baby, and you got to keep away from her.
I know, but you're with the baby, and I'm sleeping with your father. Gee, we're certainly going to have an unusual marriage.
Good. Who's that?
It's only me.
Oh. You getting out of bed again?
I can't sleep, Mr. Barker.
Well, for Pete's sake, let somebody else get a little sleep. I've had a good night's rest the whole week on account of you.
Well, I'll go sit in the parlor a while.
Don't wake up the whole house.
No, I won't. Sure is cold in this house. I wonder if Peg is asleep.
Oh, who's that? Oh, Judy. What's the matter?
Peg, I'm lonely. Can I sit here with you for a while?
Well, but the baby...
Oh, she's asleep. She can't sneeze in her sleep.
Well, all right.
It's cold. Can I get under the covers for a minute?
Well...
Oh, that's better. It's much better than sleeping with your father.
How is business today, Chester?
Oh, didn't I tell you? I signed up 5 theaters today.
Oh, that's wonderful. 5?
Yeah, I'll be signing up more every day. I'm really going places now.
Oh, I'm proud of you, Chester.
Give me a kiss, Duncan.
Sweetheart. Baby. Chester.
Gesundheit.
You better go back to your own room.
Yeah, I guess I'd better. See you in the morning, Peggy. Oh, what a life. I guess the honeymoon's over.
It's you again.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to wake you. Oh, don't put on the light.
I'm paying for the light. I'll put it on if I want it, and I want it. I'd like to have a little talk with you. Now, look, this situation can't go on.
Well, I know, but what can I do?
My boy, you've got to leave.
Leave?
You can't go on risking your baby's health like this.
I know. Oh, the poor kid, I'd do anything for her. But if I rented a room somewhere, I couldn't stand it, being so close and yet not seeing her.
Yes, that'd be tough on you. The thing to do is get out of town.
You mean Jersey?
California. Far away, where you can forget. Won't be such a strain, and the baby might outgrow it. In time, say 4 or 5 years... We'll write to you.
California?
It's the only decent thing you can do.
But California, that takes money. And what about my business that's growing every day?
It is?
Oh, yeah. I signed up 5 theaters today.
5? Yeah. Is that a fact?
Well, I can sign up more, only I can't get the popcorn machines fast enough.
You don't say. My boy, I like to help a young fella out. I'll buy your business.
Oh, no, I can't give it up.
For your baby's sake?
Yeah, you're right.
I'll give you $100.
$100?
Yeah, it'll buy you a ticket to California. One way. See, everything's working out fine.
Yeah, but gee, only $100. Why, the business will soon be making more than that a week.
I'm surprised at you. Are you going to let a few paltry dollars stand in the way of your baby's health?
Yeah. Yeah, the baby. I gotta think of her.
Then it's a deal?
Yeah. Thanks, Mr. Barker.
Call me Papa.
Thanks, Mr. Pop. Gee, I never thought my marriage would end like this. I don't know. Maybe instead of going to California, maybe I ought to just blow my brains out.
Fine. We'll talk about it in the morning.
Hours, I'll be on the bus, leaving everything behind. There's Digby Odell's place. I might as well drop in and say goodbye. Where's the bell? Oh, here.
I ain't gonna
nobody. Nobody cares for me. Now there, my good friend Riley.
Hello, Digger. Can I come in?
Of course. Everybody's welcome at the Friendly Undertaker. Always room for one more. Sit down, dear Chuck.
Oh, thanks. I can't stay long, Digger.
Well, I can't force you to stay.
Digger, I got a surprise for you. Guess what? I'm planning to go west.
You're starting from the right place.
I wanted you to be the first to know.
I usually am.
In a couple of hours, I'll be on the bus for California.
Oh, you're going to California? Yeah. With the wife and baby?
No, alone. I gotta leave them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, on account of the baby's allergic to me.
It seems a little drastic having to leave home.
I can't help it. What would you do if every time you got close to someone, they woke up and started sneezing?
Are you kidding?
I wish I was, but it's true. I even sold out my business this morning.
Oh, my. I wish I could sell out my business. These days, I can't seem to put anything away.
Too much overhead?
Not enough underground. So you're going away. I should imagine your dear wife is upset.
She don't know yet that I'm leaving. I'm going to tell her now.
Oh, good luck, Wright. And write me about business conditions in California. I might come out and open shop.
Yeah, they say living in California adds 10 years to your life.
In that case, I'll stay here. Well, cheerio. You'd better be shoveling off.
Is that you, Chester?
Yeah, it's me.
Well, you're late, dear. What are you doing with that suitcase?
Peg, I'm leaving.
What?
It's the best way, for the baby's sake.
Oh, no, Chester. You can't go away.
Believe me, it's better this way. I sold the popcorn business to your father this morning.
Well, I won't let you go.
No, honey, you know what the doctor said.
Oh, Chester.
No, don't cry. All right, from California.
California?
Yeah, the farther away I go, the better. Maybe in a few years she'll get over the allergy and we'll be together again.
When are you leaving?
In an hour.
Oh, Chester.
Can I say goodbye to the baby? A few more sneezes won't matter.
Oh, Cork, darling.
Oh, look at the little darling. She's awake. She's smiling at me. Goodbye, baby. Don't forget your daddy. And keep smiling. Can I kiss her, Peggy?
Oh, sure.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
That's funny.
What, Peg?
Well, she's not sneezing.
Yeah, that's right. Usually she sneezes the minute I... Hey! Maybe she got over it. Maybe I don't have to go.
Well, you're on your way, I see. I've just in time to say goodbye, my boy.
Maybe you won't have to say goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye, Dumplin.
Wait a minute, Chester. Wait.
Oh, we might as well get it over with quick. Goodbye, Peggy.
But, Chester, don't you see? You didn't make the baby sneeze. Papa did.
Me? Why, that's ridiculous.
No, it isn't. The minute you came in the room, she started to sneeze.
Well, I don't understand.
It's the popcorn, the snail. You weren't around the popcorn today, were you?
No, I told you I sold out to your father.
And he's just reeking with popcorn. It wasn't you. It was the popcorn.
Yeah, it was the popcorn.
Oh, nonsense.
You get away from my baby.
Now, just a minute.
You get out of this room.
Now, you stop that. Stop pushing.
Don't ever let me catch you within a mile of this baby.
This is my house.
Not anymore. Get a room somewhere.
Stop that pushing.
Yeah, if you know what's good for you. The first law of the jungle is the beast defends its young. So you better go before Peg tears you apart.
All right.
sake of my grandchild.
Oh, Peg, isn't it wonderful I don't have to go?
We'll be together now forever and ever.
Yeah. No more sleeping with your old man.
Tonight we'll be together again in our own room.
And after what I went through, boy, I'm going to sleep like a log.
In just a moment, Riley will return.
So, Babs, next time your father talks about his sacrifices, he isn't talking through his hat.
Poor Daddy.
Now, Babs, you listen. I'm telling you for the last time. Are you going to stay in tonight and entertain the super's nephew?
Yes, Daddy.
Now, look, Babs, I don't want no argument. You said yes?
I'll be glad to stay in for you.
You will? Oh, gee.
Mother told me all about my allergy and the popcorn.
Peg, you promised you'd never mention it.
Why not, Daddy? There's nothing to be ashamed of.
I know, but I just can't bear to be reminded of it. I could have been a millionaire today.
Oh, who cares about being rich?
I do. But I'll get there yet. You'll see. I'm working on a new idea now that's sure to net me a million.
What is it?
Putting popcorn machines in homes where they have television.